I think that's the great thing about chiropractic work is like it's prevention rather than like treatment of an
injury.
Yeah. Certainly in my case, you know, like, and I know that if, the more often that I do it, the better my body feels, and the more, well, I guess my body is sort of able to perform optimally, right? Which is what I want.
Yeah, so that was Jamie Murray. He's been world number one doubles tennis player, and he's won a serious amount of tournaments, including multiple majors. But in reality, he's just the tall, lanky Scottish guy who comes by the Putney Clinic every now and then when he is in or not traveling the world playing these major tournaments. And we've had a relationship with Jamie for 7.5 years now. I'm Craig McLean, your host, and I'm the guy who just cornered him in the clinic when he was in for his last adjustment, and he spared 10 minutes from his busy schedule just to give us a bit of a soundbite as to how he's benefited from chiro work over the years. So I hope you enjoy it. I've been meaning to try and corner him for ages now, so I'm glad we found an opportunity. So Jamie Murray, I've just launched this interview. You're now on the podcast after you've come off the plane from Miami, and I've made you come. Well, you came in for a tune-up, just in between.
Much needed tune-up
on the way from via the National Tennis Centre up here in Roehampton. Come in for we've just finished your adjustment, and I just wanted to. We had at the very start of this session today. I was just talking to you about how we met first, 2015. October, I think it was, and then it was a great story where you just arrived in my appointment book one morning having you basically were like googling chiropractors. You came across Putney Chiropractic. You're like, these guys seem to know what they're talking about. You booked in. Monday morning happened, and then 7.5 years later, here you are, still coming, getting a regular tune-up. Yeah. Admittedly, I broke my collarbone about a month after starting you off on care.
Yeah.
I handballed you over to Dr. Brian Thirsk, who's been doing a great job of looking after you. But look, say what you said there before about, you know, that journey for you of just going to the chiro, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, the reason that I ended up here was I was getting regular issues with my back, not necessarily injuries, but just like a lot of stiffness, especially like morning, waking up, and, you know, I'd be feeling my back a lot, and my neck was starting to get issues just through tennis. And yeah, I was like, I need to stay on top of this, because, you know, if I still want to keep playing for the next, you know, 10 years, then that'll make it more difficult with a dodgy back. And like I said, I just went on Google. I wanted to try to find someone who was used to working with athletes. You guys did, and, well, I think you in particular. And yeah, obviously came in, did my first appointment. I remember getting my x-rays and stuff, and we did a session, we had a bit of a chat about, you know, what my sort of goals were, what I wanted to get out of the treatments, and we kind of got to work. But then that was kind of curtailed because you brought your collarbone and couldn't treat for ages. But then palmed me off to Brian, and it's 2023 now, and still going strong with Dr. Brian. He's been amazing to me, helped me out so much over the years.
You sort of said throughout those whole 7 years though, how's the injury count sort of? Let's touch wood here, you know.
Here you go. honestly, like my back and neck have been so much better. I mean, sometimes I still, you know, might get neck issues just from playing, but my back has been so much better. And I've traveled a bit with a chiro, a French guy, over the last sort of 2 or 3 years, not full time, but certainly at some of the bigger events I play, I go with him, and just to kind of keep that consistency, you know, through the year, week to week. And when I get back here, you know, I kind of come in maybe 2-3 times a week to see Brian, and like it has made such a big a big difference to me, and I'm definitely a big supporter of the work that you guys do, and you know, chiropractic care and in general, and like, and I always recommend it to people who have issues that I feel like can, you know, potentially be maybe solved or at least aided with the right kind of chiropractic care.
So here's a random question. You have both of your hip joints intact, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, yeah.
Now there's someone else that you know that doesn't have both
hip joints intact. I tried to get him into it and kind of probably didn't do a great explanation of how everything all works and stuff, but I did try, but
there's obviously more to that picture but you know, Andy being your brother with the now that obviously doesn't really get on the chiro table, and here you are, you know, hips working well, but you know, it's there's all sorts of different reasons why things like that happen. But what I do love about the fact is that you just like the regular sessions that you do, and it has been 8 weeks since you've been on the table now, and you can kind of tell it's been 8 weeks, you know, and that lower back has tightened up quite a lot.
Big time. Yeah, I was desperate. Yeah.
I'm proud that we've been able to provide a long-serving relation with you over those sort of 7-8 years to keep you in the circuit. How old are you now?
37. Yeah.
Is that how old do people play? It's getting on a bit, but
I mean, I could probably play till I'm 40. I think more and more players are doing that. He was 39 when he stopped. But again, I mean, he really only stopped because of injuries, more so than like he didn't want to play anymore or his level dropped off the planet or anything like that. It was purely his body, unfortunately.
But it's just so intense to what you guys do. I see you on the, you know, on the court, and just the posture that you're in when you're waiting for the ball, the amount of like stopping, starting, you know, sprinting, decelerating, you know, it's full on. So,
I think that's the great thing about chiropractic work is like, it's prevention rather than like treatment of an
injury.
Certainly in my case, you know, like, and I know that if the more often that I do it, the better my body feels, and the more, well, I guess my body is sort of able to perform optimally, right? Which is what I want. And even just for, you know, general daily life, like I don't want to wake up in the morning and like be battling with my neck or battling with my back, and like, because it's debilitating, it's just it gets you down.
But then you would then be less inclined to train hard that day too, right?
It's just something that you've got to manage, and yeah, like if your body's limiting you from doing the things that you want to do. In my case, my job is obviously playing tennis, training on court, off court, and stuff. Like if over time, like I can't, you know, do the training that I want to do, I imagine that my level will obviously drop over time, which is obviously not what I want, because that's going to affect my, you know, results, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, look, I know you're heading off to Monaco tomorrow to start the clay court season, so I just wanted to have a quick little soundbite from you, really. So thanks for giving us 10 minutes of your time.
No, anytime.
One more question. Or possibly two. One was on the circuit. I think you said it's pretty hard to find chiro services, right?
Yeah.
And not many of the pros use chiros in the way that you have, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you, what is the deal with that? Is it?
I don't know. I guess I still think like probably not a lot of players have been like exposed maybe to chiropractic care, or maybe understand like why you do it, what the benefits are. You know, most people seem to will travel with physios basically. But again, I would rather travel with a chiropractor, because again, it's more prevention stuff. Like I don't feel like if I don't have an injury, I don't feel like I need to see a physio. You know, if I feel like, okay, I want to get a massage, I can go to a massage therapist at the tournament. But I'd rather have someone that's, you know, putting my body together in the right alignment and stuff. And I think like, you know, if you know, if my spine and my, you know, my neck, pelvis, everything's kind of in a line, everything else is much more chilled out, right? That's
right.
For me, that's the whole part of it.
And aside from Cairo, what's the one other, well, what's next on the list, or sort of up there on the list of things that help you perform or recover well? Like, do you use any wearable Whoop type things? Do you, I see you're at the gym loads. You're really committed to your gym routine.
I've definitely, since COVID began, I've definitely looked after my body a lot better training wise in the gym and stuff, and got into much better habits with that. I mean, at events, I always try to use the ice bath each day. Again, it's just, for me, it's just more like consistency, because ultimately, you know, we play a match or training, whatever, but the goal is to recover as best we can for that next day. So I like getting the ice bath. I know a lot of people don't, but...
I think you've been using ice bath even before it was popular, right?
Yeah. I mean, before, when I started on the tour, I mean, you rarely had ice baths in any of the events. And then you think of some of the conditions that we play in, like in Australia and in the States through the summer, or Asia and stuff, where the humidity is like brutal. And, you know, we didn't have that. But of course, like, people are learning more and more about all these different, you know, recovery options or sports science and stuff. And there's a lot more knowledge on the tour about it. So now, you know, pretty much all events will have some form of like ice bath, for example. So I don't mind getting in them and doing that, but yeah.
All right, mate, look, I better let you shoot. Thank you very much for your time. What a lovely bloke, eh? Really nice to hear how he's just a normal Scottish lad, but also really nice to hear how someone who has been at this top of his game, sort of dominating or certainly being a powerful presence in the doubles scene for probably 20 years. I mean, I don't know exactly when he started playing, but like I said as well, you know, we're just really happy that we've been able to provide a point of contact for him not too far from his home in Wimbledon when he needs it, you know. And I've got to big up Brian, Doc Brian Thirsk, who's developed a really good relationship with Jamie over the years, you know, right from that early time back in 2015 to now. Brian's become really a kind of a good friend with Jamie, not just his chiropractor. And, you know, you might see him in the box at Wimbledon every now and then, Brian, as kind of really part of the crew that's helped Jamie since he started that journey back in 2015. So well done, Brian. I was kind of annoyed, I guess, that I didn't prepare a little bit better for this opportunity. But to be fair, I really just launched the idea to him at this particular visit, and you know, he was super generous to give us a little bit of his time. So thanks again, Jamie. Probably should have asked you a few other questions, like, you know, who your favorite doubles partner was, what your, you know, what you considered your most successful tournament or event was, a whole pile of other things. But you know, it was just great to hear a few words from you anyway. Also great, you know, just to realize how you never really know where these things go, you know, from a really simple beginning where Jamie just walks through the front door to like 7-8 years later, we're still looking after him. So, you know, any chiropractors out there listening in, you never really know what's going to happen, you know, so just carry on getting out there, doing what you do, do it as well as you can, and, you know, there's a real need out there, I think, not only for the regular person, but also for the elite athlete. They could really do with some help, and love the fact that we've helped Jamie add maybe an extra decade to his career. You never know. Anyway, head over to our @CairoLondonPod Insta account, and I'll do a couple of posts about Jamie on there, and leave us some feedback if you can. Thanks.